Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're live back out at Fan Madness as presented by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, A&A, the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill. The women's tournament just got underway. We got an upset brewing. Middle Tennessee State going to upset Louisville.
Yeah, 34 seconds to go. Louisville down five.
Look at that.
That looks like they just scored. Now down three seconds to go. Number four seed against an 11 seed. Oof. Look, that the 11 seeds on the men's side had a heck of a day yesterday. Yep. That's not something you see in the women's game really all that often.
Nope. We saw biggest upset of the day yesterday, though, was Oakland knocking off the Kentucky Wildcats 80-76 yesterday in the opening round. A 14 seed knocks off the third-seeded Wildcats. And Oakland University, the Golden Grizzlies from Michigan, not Oakland, California. I think a lot of people learned that yesterday.
I feel like every time Oakland's in the tournament, everybody realizes that.
Which is not very often, it's easy to forget.
It's like leap year.
It's easy to forget. But the story of that game was 32 points off the bench from Jack Gokel. Jack Gokel.
The thing I love about the NCAA tournament, you get new verbs. You got Gokeled.
Yep, you got Gokeled. And everybody's looking for a new nickname for him. I'm just dubbing him White Lightning because that dude is pure electricity. When he gets the ball in his hands, you know he's just shooting a three. He went 10 of 20 from three yesterday.
What's the Lightning McQueen sound?
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow, yeah. That's what he was doing all last night. It was ka-chow, another three. 10 of 20 from three.
And 10 of 20 from the field.
Because that's all he does is shoot threes.
He only had eight shot attempts from two-point range on the entire season.
And then what, 327 from three?
He is a tourney darling. And he will be one of those guys that people remember in the NCAA tournament for years to come because he made his legacy. You come off the bench. You're the sixth man of the year in the Horizon League. You knock off mighty Kentucky and John Calipari, where they got how many draft picks do they got on that Kentucky team this year?
In all likelihood, when it's all said and done, four, maybe five.
And two of them are projected to be top five picks.
At least top 10 for sure in Shepherd and Dillingham.
And Jack Gokel comes off the bench and sinks Kentucky. And that is where legends in the tournament are made. But I think the most fun part about Jack Gokel is all of a sudden you get in these deep dives on guys you've never heard of before from schools where you may not have known that they were even in Michigan.
Yeah.
And he was an average D2 player. He went to Hillsdale College, his first 3 years of college, redshirted at the D2 level as a freshman. His first 2 years averages 6.7 points per game.
Good.
As a redshirt freshman and a sophomore. He then pops his junior year, transfers. He's at Oakland, and he comes off the bench for the Golden Grizzlies and becomes a tournament legend. That is unheard of. Usually, like, these guys that you see make their way up through the ranks, they're guys that were studs at D2, and it was like, how did those guys get overlooked in the recruiting process? Yet the transfer portal allows them to transfer up, or you can get
a
free transfer up.
Or they had some stuff go wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you have some stuff that ends up being a setback in life, but you get your stuff together, but because of, you know, your past transgressions, you're stuck at maybe a lesser university.
Crazy part about this, dude, like, usually we see a story where it's the big man from Boise State, his name's Cam Martin, okay? Mm-hmm. His story went, he went to Jacksonville State, he transferred to Missouri Southern State, was a three-time D2 first-team All-American, and then ends up transferring to Kansas, and then transfers to Boise State, right? He was really good at D2, three-time All-American, really stinking good player, right? That's not what this guy was.
No.
No. And now he's going to be forever etched in NCAA history. That is awesome
to
me.
He did have a great line, though. He said, look, I know I'm not an NBA guy, but I know on any given night I can hang with those guys. And that's the thing, is that's the beauty of the NCAA tournament, is that the one-and-done nature of it is that anything can happen in a singular game. In that singular game, there are opportunities there that pop up that make you go, oh, didn't see that coming. Yeah. And him taking... Again, he took 20 threes by himself.
Delano Banton just took notes and was like,
you can take 20?
I'm going to go ahead and jot this one down here.
And on top of this, it took them, not only did Kentucky's offense not figure out how to break down Oakland's defense, the amount of time it took for them to realize this guy was never, ever, 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 ever taking anything other than a three and not trapping off screens and making him give the ball up. Look, I am not a blame the coach guy, and 99.9% of the time, but for the love of God, you've got to make some change there.
Well, they were jumping him on double teams, though, and he was still just shooting through them. Like, he was making everything. It was crazy to see. Like, Cal tried. He was way too late in doing it. He had 7 threes in the first half. He made 3 in the second half, but it was like the dude was it was way too late. He'd already caught fire. When a shooter like that gets into a rhythm and they have that can't miss feeling and the bucket just looks 10 times larger than it is, you're hooped. And that's what Coach Cal was, which begs the question now, like, Kentucky fans are pissed. Like, there are people calling for Coach Calipari's head. Coach Cal.
He has a $33 million buyout.
And there is offset language in his contract to where wherever he coaches next, that $33 million can be offset in future salary.
Uh-huh.
But
what school is going to do that?
What school is going to hire Coach Calipari?
No, to offset him.
Oh, I think you're going to see a lot of teams are going to want him to coach.
Sure.
Right? And then at that point, it becomes a little bit of a bidding war. But he's going to pick the place that he wants
to
be at.
I think it's more about the place that he wants to be at as opposed to the money because of the offset language. Or, he's covered either way.
Or they're going to Kentucky's going to start trying to find cause to can him, which we've seen before.
It'd be really funny if they're like, hey, you know, we have all of this stuff from the late 90s, early 2000s that we've been holding on to. Should we dump that now?
we're gonna throw him under the bus and be the sacrificial lamb. I have no idea what Kentucky does, but we've seen Texas A&M buy out Jimbo Fisher at $77 million. We saw Gus Malzahn get bought out for $27 million. Now, that's football and not basketball, but what does Kentucky pride themselves on being? They are a basketball school. So if they really want to move on from Calipari, they're going to find a way to do it. And this is is Coach Cal the best, most disappointing coach in basketball? Think of his track record. He has a national championship.
Yep.
He's been to Final Fours. He pumps out first-round draft
28
picks.
28 players currently in the NBA.
Year and year again. Like, he's going to have two top 10 picks this year. Yet, they disappoint in the tournament. And I know that one thing that rubbed a lot of Kentucky fans the wrong way with last night's result was Calipari
continuing
saying,
to play.
We are still going to bring in freshmen. Look at all the good that we are doing by sending these guys to the NBA.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Kentucky fans don't care that you're sending guys to the NBA. They want to win. They want Kentucky to win basketball games because it does nothing for them to have a bunch of all-stars and a bunch of first-round picks if you're not winning games in the tournament.
Yeah, and that's the thing is both NBA development programs, G League Ignite and Kentucky, both in a bit of shambles right now as they continue to prioritize young guys that may not be the answers. I mean, again, last night, DJ Wagner and Edwards, Justin Edwards, are out there, and the only reason that they're playing is because of who they are on a draft evaluation board, and they're still starting because their recruiting rankings were higher. Reed Sheppard and Rob Dillingham are better players and have been better players all season long. It's not even close.
Okay, here is the last three Kentucky postseasons. I'll just go back and I'll just read you under Coach Cal. You tell me, is this a disappointment or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This year, losing the first round.
Yeah.
Last year, losing the second round.
Uh-huh.
2022, losing the first round.
Uh-huh.
2021, did not make the tournament.
Ooh.
2020, no postseason home. Yeah. 2019, Elite Eight.
Okay.
Then you go Sweet 16, Elite Eight. Second round loss, Final Four, National Championship game loss, NIT loss in the first round.
Oof.
National champions,
yep.
Final Four, Elite Eight.
I would say that he's fallen off a cliff in the last 5 years.
You look at how it started and where they are at now, the trend is, you understand where Kentucky fans are
at this point. It's almost like NIL has made things easier for other teams in the level playing field.
In leveling the playing field. Well, and also, look at what's happening with the transfer portal. A lot of these teams that are winning games right now, they're getting guys through the portal that are experienced.
They got fifth-year seniors that have all the experience in the world.
Jermaine Cousinard, he transfers in from Oregon. He drops 40 in the opening round. We were just talking about White Lightning from Oakland. He drops 32. He's a transfer, and he pops in, and he makes his mark in the NCAA tournament. Like, the portal and NIL have leveled the playing field, and it's not just in football where we're seeing, you know, Alabama fell victim to this too, right? And you have...
And Georgia's great.
And by the way, falling victim is still going to the college football.
Yes, same thing with Georgia. But, I mean, they went from having a roster that was two or three deep on both sides of the ball to those guys, you know, spreading around the country.
And that's why I truly believe that it makes it that much more impressive what Rick Pitino is doing at all of his stops.
Oh,
right?
You mean going everywhere and winning?
And finding a way to develop the talent and get and build a winner. Now, St. John's didn't make the tournament this year.
They should have.
St. John's didn't make the tournament this year. But you saw how much growth in that St. John's team from when he's calling his team unathletic and not good at basketball. And then all of a sudden they catch fire and they go. When's the last time we saw that from a Kentucky team was 2015?
Sure.
Final Four?
And remember, where did Pitino coach?
At Kentucky.
Oh, weird.
That would be...
Come full circle?
The funniest thing ever if Rick Pitino is the replacement for John Calipari.
I'd laugh.
Because then it makes sense for Pitino because then he could stick it back to Louisville, which let him go. And there is that that rivalry is heated between Louisville and Kentucky. And he's already been on both sides of it. Now if he bounces back to Kentucky, that's the chef's kiss right there.
Oh, no, you love that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.